Well, thank you for that handoff. I heard all the witnesses, I believe, say that more investment in infra and helping us to move product and reduce congestion is key. You may have said it, you know, each differently, and but I'd like to have, you know, a kind of global discussion about this, if we could, Mr. Porcari. The context is obviously we do want more money for infra. We definitely feel that, again, this notion that the United States is growing and making things, but the big aha moment here is that the world market has just exploded, really, with the growth of a middle class around the globe. So we have a lot more to ship, and we're feeling that. We're feeling the congestion and pains of that. We were able, with the infra project, to get the Lander Street project in Seattle, kind of like a last mile, if you will, between I-5 and the Port of Seattle. So big success. So now, as we look at this, and I listen to what Mayor Barker explained, that very project is, you know, is an example. So, do you increase infra? Do you go back to the CRISI and look at grade crossings and put them, you know, on more steroids? What do we do? Because I feel like there are these big projects like Lander and mega projects, and we're getting some of them done, but I would say probably not enough of them done. And then we have other regional projects that are also just, you know, the community is just left to deal with the congestion and or not allowing an elected official to get to an important event. But, you know, there are these examples of projects, both enormous economic impact to a region and then these projects that are just the level of congestion. So what do we do when looking at the surface bill to get this right? Mr. Porcari and Mayor Barker and Mr. Andrews, if we got him back.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I that really is the key question. And the short answer is we need to do all of the above and do it in a targeted way. You mentioned infra and CRISI grants. Those are very helpful. I think you could make a strong argument for broadening the eligibility for some of those grants, providing more technical assistance, as Senator Wicker has indicated, because that's essential for many jurisdictions. You're not born knowing this, and being able to have some technical assistance getting there is an important part of it. And I had mentioned projects of national significance, but there's a whole cohort of projects, dozens and dozens of them, just below that level on goods movement, for example, inland intermodal container transfer facilities, inland waterway projects, just to name two categories that from a benefit cost point of view are very effective investments for federal dollars, in particular when they're matched by private and local dollars. And if we're going to take a systems approach to goods movement, and I know that you've worked hard to do that, both in your home state and nationally, we really need to look at the seams in the system in particular, where the shortcomings are, and make sure the competitive grant programs address those. That's an argument, in my opinion, for both more funding for those grant programs and broader eligibility to meet the particular needs of those projects.
So since I know you're familiar, where would you put the West Seattle Bridge in that? So do we need funding for mega projects? Or are those more dollars for infra related? Because they're clearly, that's clearly a huge economic, you know, part of our delivery system.
In the Seattle example, I think you could make a strong case that that's a project of national significance, regional national significance, given its larger impact on the region. In my testimony, I mentioned that these projects are all in a specific place, but tend to have national and regional import, and that's certainly true in that case.
So do that. Make sure that we're funding those because they also have a big economic impact to the nation, and then increase infra based on the similar formula that we have today. Is that what you're...
That's right, and I would specifically say on infra that freight projects, because of their cost effectiveness, should not be capped in terms of how they can participate. One other element I would mention that goes back to the original Tiger grants is a rule set aside to make sure that there are rural projects coming through the pipeline. Getting that technical assistance is important as well.
Thank you. If I could, the mayor, to ask you the same question. How are you looking at this?
Thank you,
Madam Chair. The ranking member is letting me go over my time here so I can get an answer. But you, yes, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As Mr. Pecori said, I think it's an all of the above type thing. I think you have to have a balanced approach that tackles those problems of national and regional significance, but also allows a community to shape its own destiny and future. I think Infra and Build, Chrissy, those are all good grants, but you work several years to get one. And what happens is, you know, we had this long-standing transportation challenge, but we have a dozen other ones that are waiting behind it, and you have to get creative in how you possibly could tackle two or three within the next decade. And really a overall further deepened commitment to infrastructure that would spread across Infra, Chrissy, Build, even down to some of your TAP type programs. Those direct allocations to cities and counties and MPOs is very important. I would also just echo the thought that there need to be set-asides for all communities to be eligible. And I go back to this potential rule that's before OMB right now, which would change the definition of a metropolitan statistical area. That would take 144 cities out of those 390-plus metropolitan areas that we have nationwide right now. And so does that affect eligibility for transportation grants if definitions are tied to the definition of MSA?
Thank you. Well, we do want to follow up. And just to clarify, you're supporting more dollars for Infra, but you think we need to do more on at-grade crossings as well and projects of...
I think there are a lot of cities with a lot of challenges, and any avenue that we can take to get there to solve those challenges, and whatever form it takes is welcomed.
Thank you. Senator Fisher?